This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Elona Sanders, your transformation catalyst, and I want to thank you for joining our global empowerment community. We are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart. You will be awakened to who you are in Christ, become divinely aligned with your true purpose, and activate your miracle manifesting power. Thank you again for joining us. Stay tuned for today's empowerment message. Great morning, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. Thank you for connecting with the global empowerment community. We're dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. We believe as in the words that are recorded in John 10:10. The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life, have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Today we are activating that spiritual principle that we are prospering even as our soul prosper. I am so happy, so thankful to be here with you today. And with that being said, let's activate our success mind, our receiving mind, and we're going to bring our hearts and our mind present right here, right now. Come on, let's take a good healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, we bring ourselves fully present to this sacred moment and this sacred space that has been granted to us this day. And we sit fully in this sacred space today, acknowledging that we are here, we are alive, we are well. Next healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, we take this sacred moment to turn our focus and our attention inward to the vast deep reservoir of our rich inner life of the kingdom of God that dwells within us. And when we tap into that rich inner life and we feel the essence and the spirit of it, we flow outside and realize that the same spirit, same anointing, same presence is all around us. Next healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, as we tap into, turn on and connect in with this vast, unlimited power that is within us, that is all around us, we stand in our dominion authority today, and we decree and declare that we are more than conquerors, that we can do all things through this anointing of Christ that dwells within us. And we take authority right now over every sphere of influence that we have, because we are the head and not the tail. We're above only and not beneath. We are lenders and not borrowers. We prosper even as our soul prosper. Everything we do prospers. Everything we put our hands to, it is blessed. And we're so grateful that when the Lord bless, he adds no sorrow to it. All right, come on, open those eyes if you had them closed, ready to receive all that is meant for us to receive from our time together. I wrote out to my community yesterday. It's been a while since I took time to write an article to them or a note to them of length, and I apologize sincerely for that. But what I told them is that the truth is that I've been honestly working out solutions to the challenges that a lot of people in our community are facing. from the many private sessions that I've had, one thing continues to come up over and over again. And what I'm hearing from people, and that's why we're here today, that going to church is depressing me. And it seems to be puzzling why that is, because for many people, they've been in church, going to church, participating in church for years. But now they're finding themselves in a place where going to church seems to be depressing. It seems to be draining. It seems to take more effort. You know, and yesterday we would just, you know, blame that on the devil and keep going. But it's happening so much. That is one of the reasons why I have been assigned to this space right here. Because we're not ignorant in this season. And that's why I keep bringing us back to Chronicles 12 that talks about being wise and having that Issacharian anointing in this season where you can really discern and sense what is happening. So this theme is coming up over and over again. And why I'm here, part of the reason why I'm here, is to hold the space for you and so many other people like you that's in between or in a transition and they don't quite understand what's going on, but we're holding the sacred space where you can continue to be empowered and built up and edified and thrust forward to fulfill your destiny. So don't get me wrong. I know you can love your church, love your pastor dearly, but still there is something missing. Even myself as a senior pastor for many years, I saw this happening over the last, I would say 7-8 years. I would literally see so many people come into church, even my church at the time, and I would see them so depressed, so despondent. And it wasn't so much, hear me now, it wasn't so much that the things in life were getting them down, but I could sense that there was a sense of agitation, boredom, anxiety about their place of worship. And at the time, I'm going back like 7, maybe 10 years ago, this is when I started waking up and evolving myself. But at the time, I was still going through the motions, trying to make church be what I was taught it was, what I was trained that it should be, what it should look like. I literally exhausted myself over the years trying to make me fit into a pattern that I was being called out of. So this doesn't mean that you don't love your church, you don't love your pastor. You know, we're not here to bash or put down anyone, but we are here for truth. So one reason so many people are experiencing what I'm calling church depression is because there has been a major shifting that has taken place. I shared that with you guys a couple of weeks back about the 7 areas where we've experienced major shifting, right, in this whole internal earth realm. It's because major shiftings have taken place, and there are so many leaders that don't realize this, or they refuse to move and change with the shift. And they are struggling to continue with an old order that's no longer working. And I've seen this time and time again as I was traveling and moving around. And I would literally go into churches and see people looking like they were sitting on the pew dying, sitting in the pulpit dying. And it was because they were struggling, straining to follow an order that God has already left, because there's been major shiftings going on. And you would see them still printing up their same program. I looked at it like 4, 5, 6 pages of a bulletin that's just wasted paper, in my opinion. It was just wasted paper, and they were struggling to follow that same order, the same rituals that they have been doing, their organization have been doing for the last 200-300 years, and there's no longer life in it, because we are meant to move. We're meant to grow. We are meant to evolve. So either they don't recognize that there's a shift, or they see it and think it's an enemy because it's going against what they were raised up in. And they're just continuing with the old order, beloved, that's not working. So this is what I hear over and over again. I'm so tired. I just don't know what to do. My breakthrough doesn't seem to last. So many people in this day and time in 2017 been in church all their life and they're still saying, I don't know what my purpose is. Or I'm so ready to step out, but I don't know where to start. And I know that you are tired of going through the same motions over and over again, continually confessing, this is my time, this is my season, but still no real change. You have so many prophecies hanging over your life that you don't even want to hear another word because you know that you are here for so much more. And these things seem cliche-ish, but in my tenure now as this transformation catalyst, as a spiritual success mentor, or the many quote-unquote branding titles that have been placed on me as I move forward, working in these small groups, working one-on-one with people, I'm hearing so much that people still, in this day and time, are still in a state of confusion and don't quite know what to do. But we're going to clear that up because we are going to use some laser focus in this season because I know firsthand what it feels like to be threatened by a circumstance that seems to be out of your control. And who wants the feeling of being out of control? But over these last several months and these last few years that I have been pointed in this whole direction of deliverance, empowerment, and destiny fulfillment, which is my three-part philosophy on deliverance, we have been awakening and we have been accelerating and now we're advancing. And in my opinion, we have landed in a brand new dimension and we are right in line and we are right on time. And we are set now to see our lives evolve into the full expression of what we are here to experience. So today and then this week coming up in early morning empowerment, we're going to be diving deeper into this as we look into the underlying issues that's causing this church depression or this depression in general. Now, some of you all, this is not for everybody. I'm not speaking to those of you that have a wonderful worship experience. Everything is that right on point. And when you leave, you are energized. You are refreshed. You are happy. Your joy has been ignited. And I'm not talking about that emotional pill, that gospel. I'm not talking about that. But there are some people having wonderful experiences. But there are so many people who are not. And again, as a disclaimer, this is not to come against church or leaders or anything, but to get to truth. We want to get to the place where we are looking at the underlying root issues so that I can help you to get to the real lasting results that you know you should have so that you can live your life with joy. And it is possible. We want to live in joy, really, and bliss every single day. And you can. Beloved, we must get to a place that if you have a low day, it is few and far between. So let's look at one of the reasons why we are experiencing depression or church depression. So let me read to you what was recorded in John 16 and 3. The writer of John declared, but when he, the Spirit of truth, the truth-giving Spirit comes, he will guide you into all the truth, the whole full truth. If you're writing that down, you need to write down the whole full truth. He will not speak his own message on his own authority, but he will tell whatever he hears from the Father. And we're going to break that down today so that you could understand this. He will tell you what he hears from the Father. He will give the message that has been given to him. And he will announce and declare to you the things that are to come, that will happen in the future. He will honor and glorify me because he will take of, receive, draw upon what is mine, and will reveal, declare, disclose, transmit it to you. That is so good right there, beloved. Now, we're going to tell you the underlying cause, one of the major underlying causes of depression, and this is the foundational plank that we are laying today. We experience depression when we will not listen to, tap into truth with a capital T. You see, beloved, the real meaning of depression is simply when your spirit, with a capital S, the God you, the Holy Spirit within, your divine self, whatever you want to call it, when that is depressed and your carnal nature, your ego mind, your flesh nature, when it is in the ascendancy and it is in ruling and it is controlling and the real you is not being expressed but being depressed, you feel that in your soul. You feel that in your mental and emotional realm. And what is needed now today is truth. Now, I want to go back so that you can look at this in a context of the evolution that we are in when it comes to the Word of God. So for our purposes, as we teach in this community, you have to separate some things out. And in this season, we're not looking at ourselves as separate from God. We're not looking at ourselves as I'm here on the earth. God is up in heaven. There's this big space between us. He's far away. He's looking. No, God is right in you, in your spirit. Your spirit is God's spirit within. And when you do that, first of all, you start thinking and feeling the real power that you possess in this earth realm. Now watch this. When the spirit of truth come, when you acknowledge the presence of the Holy Spirit within, when you acknowledge your God nature, the kingdom of God within, this is why I tell you all the time, we don't want to get hung up on what we call things. I just want to know that you understand what it is in its essence. So that's why I say many times, don't matter what you call it. Do you understand the part of you that is spirit, that is just like God, that is infinite, endless, boundless, all powerful, all creative, all knowing? There is a part of that dwells within you. That part dwells within you. So when you think about that part, so now look at this now, because I know in our church experience, and I want you to just put that to the side for a moment, if you can, without getting nervous. In our church experience, those of you that grew up in the Pentecostal Apostolic Church, as I did, you know, we believed in tarrying for the Holy Spirit and, you know, getting filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues and all that. It's so funny that I bring this up because my daughter, my oldest daughter, she said to me yesterday, they were over and the grands were here. And my other daughter, Elise, gives Malay Bible study every day. And Kizzy said, oh, Malay, you should be so glad you don't have to tarry. And we all bust out laughing because they remember the days way back in New York City when we would bring the kids in the house and have them in the house tarrying for the Holy Spirit. So we came up in that tradition, but I don't even want to look at it from that perspective right now. I want to look at it from the perspective of your God self, your God spirit, your God nature that is within you. Remember, Jesus the Christ recorded these words. He says, I am the true light that light every man that comes into the world. Every man that has been born has the light of God in them, has the spirit of God in them, rather than acknowledge it or not. So many times when we talk about being quote unquote saved or filled with the Holy Spirit, my contention in this season is not so much that we're waiting for something to come in or something that we are possessed with, more so than we are allowing what's in us to be birthed out of us, all right? What's in us, what's already there to be birthed out of us. So the writer in John says, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth that is within you will lead you and guide you. The whole full truth. I told you to write that down. You see, beloved, when you start getting to truth with a capital T, there is no error in that truth. There's no mistakes in that truth. There's no sin in that truth. That truth, that Spirit of truth is already within you. Now, the writer says, for he will not speak his own message on his own authority, watch this, but will tell whatever he hears from the Father. Now, the way that this is worded, I understand how we separated this out, but go with me for a moment so that you can understand this in a deeper way. This makes it easy for us to understand on this level that there's a Holy Spirit that came from, you know, heaven, came within us, filled us up. 1, 2, 3, 4, you get what I'm saying, right? Now, I want you to know that all that's being said in this passage in a nutshell is this. This Spirit, the Holy Spirit's presence, your God self, your God nature that is within you, there is no error there. Because that Spirit, when it starts transmitting to you, disclosing to you, declaring to you from within you, your wisdom, your insight, your direction, your strategy, that is not coming from you. It is not coming from some strange or foreign thing. It's coming from the Spirit of truth. It's coming from the same realm of the Father. So there's no error there. Listen to what the writer is saying. He will honor and glorify me because he will take, receive, draw upon what is mine and reveal, declare, disclose, transmit it to you. What am I saying? In this season, you cannot ignore the voice of the Holy Spirit within, the voice of the Spirit of God leading and guiding you into all the truth. And we are in a depression in this season, going to church week after week, 4 or 5 times a week in some cases, and still there's no change. It's because you have trained yourself, watch this now, you have trained yourself to not trust the voice of the Holy Spirit within. You have trained yourself to doubt it, to second guess it. And you know why we've done that over the years? Because our image and our perception of what we believe God to be is flawed. We're so afraid that we're going to make a mistake, that we're going to do something wrong, that we're going to displease God, and that God is going to be angry with us, and God is going to, you know, cast us down, or God is going to destroy us. We are so afraid that we're going to make a mistake, that even when we hear wisdom, insight, direction from inside, we doubt it. And then the first thing you do is you go and you start looking for somebody to affirm, confirm, bear witness, agree with what you're hearing inside. And then the second thing that you do is that once you do hear it, and let's say you even believe that it's God, then the next thing you do is start looking around at what everybody else is doing. Now, this is real, beloved. We'll start looking at our community, looking at our tribe, looking at the world, and we'll start seeing what everybody else is doing. And if what we're hearing inside or the path that we are being set on does not look like what everybody else is doing, we press that down. That is where the depression comes from. That is where the depression is coming from, even from our fine church leaders. I experienced this firsthand, so I know what I'm saying. Is that you're called and you're being set upon a path to evolve. and to trans all of this, beloved, that we are experiencing is to bring us to a place where we are truly superhumans in this earth realm. There is so much that we have been commanded and mandated to do in this earth realm while we are here. Now, I'm not here to debate how many times you get to come back or how many times you've been here. That's not my debate today. My premise today is just to lay down where this depression comes from and for you to start looking at it. Now, the Shakespearean writer said, to thine own self be true. To thine own self be true. Meaning that now, you have to come to a place where you unplug from the matrix. That is from this worldly system that everybody is plugged into and they're believing the same thing. So I'm closer to where I've been telling you all we were coming to, where we have to develop communities where we can dive deeper, because I'm so excited. I'm so excited that I believe that I finally cracked the code and have solutions that are duplicatable and workable that we all can benefit from moving forward. I'm so excited that we don't have to sit down confused in this season and wondering, you know, who am I? What am I? What should I be doing? How can I get it done? No, beloved, I'm so excited to know that we are so far beyond that. And there's some easy, workable solutions. We're going to start exploring it this week in Early Morning Empowerment. But I want to lay this foundation today. You have to make a conscious choice now to unplug from the matrix, to stop looking around at what everyone else is doing, what everyone else is believing, where everyone else is going. And you've got to trust. You've got to trust that voice within. That is the song of your heart. Some of you all right now, your heart, when you get quiet and you get still, your heart is singing a song to you. It's pulling you in a direction. It's causing you to look at things, explore things, delve into things, study things, take a look at things. Do not be afraid of that. You are being led into truth with a capital T. We were so afraid yesterday. We demonized everything. We were afraid if it didn't look like what we did in our church, if it didn't sound like what we did in our church, we demonized it. We called it the devil. But no, you've got to trust that you're being led into truth with a capital T. And don't worry about this. Let me say this and make this clear to you. I've experienced this many times over the years. You all know my first calling is that of a teacher. I am a researcher. I am a seeker of truth with a capital T. I will read and study. You would not believe what my library looked like. Over the course of me being in ministry over 30 plus years, you wouldn't believe what my library looks like, right? This gift that I've been given to absorb large amounts of information and then break it down and disseminate it in small bite-sized pieces where even a child could understand it. That is a gifting. I don't take that lightly. But over the years, as I was led down paths to go through, even paths that, you know, we would have demonized in the past, I never got stuck anywhere because I knew that I was going to be pulled even deeper into truth. So I didn't have to land on anything to say, oh, I don't believe in going to church on Sunday. Now I have to go to church on Saturday. I never stopped short. I always continued to go to see where the spirit within was going to have me to land. I didn't have to stop and say, oh, Jesus is a made-up character. He doesn't. You don't have to stop there because you're going to land somewhere that's going to be full of truth with a capital T. So you don't have to be afraid. Just because you're exposed to something, if you are a seeker of truth, you're going to land on what is irrevocable, irreversible, that is all-knowing and all-powerful, because the spirit within you knows that. So my word to you today, beloved, you have got to learn to trust what you're hearing inside your spirit. Trust. Now, as I was working on these solutions and looking into things, and I want you to do this. This is our assignment for the week. I want you to slow down enough, get quiet enough to look back over your life. And what I want you to look at is, what was your posture? Talking about your spiritual posture within. Every time you were led in a direction that caused your life to open up more, or caused your life to be quote unquote blessed, as we call. But you know you're really already blessed, 100%. All we're doing now is unfolding it and allowing it to be expressed in this earth realm. I want you to go back over your life, and I want you to take a look at what your posture was every time you made a move, every time you were led to go in a direction that proved to be very fruitful for you. It added another level to what you are expressing in this earth realm. And you'll notice that every time you were led, it is because you were in this space inwardly that was still, that was quiet, that was calm, that was relaxed. That is why I'm a big believer in telling you to take that healing deep breath in. Why? Because we're creating that space. We're tapping into infinity. We're tapping into eternity. We're tapping into where all the power is. When I look over my life and I began to see every time I was led to go in a certain direction, I wasn't in my head trying to figure out what to do. There was something within that was sending me in a certain direction. And I want you to hear this, because I want you to be able to embrace this, because until you unplug from the matrix, come out of the craziness and the chaos that the world is in. And when I say world, I even mean the church world, because they're tied into the matrix as well. When you unplug from that and you begin to notice that, okay, I can't do this right now in this season. I have no interest in it. It's because anytime that happens, it is because you are evolving. You are growing. And so we become afraid. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. And I'm going to close with this. For me, this is my own experience. Because of the religious environment that I was brought up in, there was so much baggage around interpretation of scripture, the King James Version of the Bible, and even the role or the character of Jesus the Christ. There was a time when the Holy Spirit instructed and shut that down for a season. So for a season, I can only read the word in a different translation, a more modern translation, and it was only because God was leading me into deeper revelation. See what I'm saying? But if you stuck on the only Bible is King James Bible, and that's simply nothing but 15th century English, that's all it is. See, we have to stop being so dogmatic and so narrow-minded and allow our spirits to expand. Now, there's nothing wrong with King James. You understand what I'm saying? But when it was time to evolve, when it was time to advance, get greater understanding, all the baggage that and all the bondage that was attached to what we interpreted out of King James, the Holy Spirit said, I need you to leave that alone for a minute. And if you don't leave that alone for a minute, you will not get this next level of revelation. But you cannot be afraid of that. You cannot be afraid. There was a season, I've testified of this many times, for about 3-4 months where I didn't want to hear about Jesus, didn't want to hear the name Jesus, wouldn't say the name Jesus. Now, some of you are saying, oh, you must have been possessed by the devil. No, I wasn't. The spirit of truth was in me, was bringing me and setting me free and delivering me from the baggage and the bondage that my doctrinal belief attached to Jesus that never had no business being there. See what I'm saying? And after that went on for about 3-4 months, then I said, okay, what is this about? What is this all about? See, when I was ready to go in and explore it, then the Holy Spirit was ready to reveal the next level. And all that was happening is that there was another level of freedom and deliverance coming for me. And what the Spirit began to convey to me is, now let me show you what Jesus the Christ really represented apart from what your doctrinal belief was. And that is how I began to understand so much more about how we were one with God and how the kingdom of heaven was within. And so much came out of that, then I was able to go back and pick that up. And then you get to your next level and your next level and your next level. So I'm closing with this. This week, go back over your life and look at every time something really positive, something really good happened for you, and you were led in a certain way. I want you to go back and take notice of what was going on in your spirit, because I guarantee the first thing that you're going to discover is that you wasn't in your head fighting and debating, but there was something deep within you pulling you, calling you, compelling you. I remember when I look back over my life, I've always been adventurous. I never waited for nobody to go with me or do anything. I travel all around this country. I'll go by myself, right? But in particular, I remember when it was time for the prophetic part of my ministry to come to the forefront. And there was a hunger and a thirst within me for everything that had to do with the prophetic. And right around that time, we were just beginning to explore what we now call schools of the prophets. I heard the word prophetic deliverance in my spirit. I never heard those two words put together. And I remember very clearly in my office on Fifth Avenue, I heard the word prophetic deliverance. And I wanted to say prophetic and deliverance because at that time, that's how we would have said it. That's how we would have explained it. And I heard within my spirit very clearly, no, I did not say prophetic and deliverance. I said prophetic deliverance. I said, what in the world is prophetic deliverance? I'd never heard of that. But my whole point is this. I was so hungry from within. Something was pulling me. I don't even know how I got to my first school of the prophet. Some kind of way this man was in my inbox and my email. And I'm going back to like the late 90s probably. And I called, emailed this man one day to find out, you know, where he was with his school of prophets or whatever. He was in Middletown, Ohio, which was almost like maybe, I guess, an hour and a half away to 2 hours away. But anyway, I got in my car. We didn't have GPS back in those days. Got addresses, found my way to Middletown, Ohio, enrolled in his school of the prophets, stayed there for 18 months. Every other weekend, I went down to Middletown, Ohio by myself, stayed in a hotel, stayed overnight. That was my little getaway. And I studied there, right? And when I finished with that, when that time was up, I came on back. And then in a few months, I went to Marion, Ohio. Spent another 18 months with John, Apostle John, down in Marion, Ohio, right? Some of y'all in Columbus know about that. Spent another 18 months doing that. Then when we transitioned to the School of Apostles. So all I'm saying all that for you to go back and look at everything you've ever done in your life, how you were led from within. I've traveled all over this country, inside and out, alone. Didn't wait for anyone. Why? Because something in me was pulling me to the next level, to the next place. I wasn't debating in my mind, should I go, should I not go? Is this the right move? I knew it was the right thing. And I trusted it. So I want you to start trusting what you are hearing in your spirit, not in your head, not that chatterbox, but in your spirit. That is there to lead you and to guide you into all the truth. All right, our time is up today, beloved. I want you to join me tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Eastern in the Early Morning Empowerment Community on the same line right here as we go deeper. I want to get to talk to some of you guys. I haven't opened the lines up for a while, but we're going to have to do that, all right? So join me tomorrow for Early Morning Empowerment. I need you guys that's on this line today, go to the website, be a blessing, sow a seed so that we can get the bills paid that we pay each and every month. There are seven or eight different things that we have to pay every month just to be able to do what we're doing. We're going to have a masterclass this month, I promise you. Look forward to that, and then we're going to go from there. All right, beloved, have a blessed, wonderful, and amazing rest of your day, and I'll see you in the Early Morning Empowerment Community tomorrow at 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Bye now. It has been my divine pleasure to serve you today. Remember, information without implementation will not yield a fruitful harvest. Please continue to connect with me on social media, Facebook at Ilona Sanders. You can visit my website at ilonasanders.com for more resources, masterclass, workshops, or upcoming events. Please send me your thoughts, questions, comments, or feedback to es@ilonasanders.com. Until next time, continue to move in purpose, on purpose, and be blessed. Bye now.